At the headlines this hour, international condemnation of Israeli attack on peace activists continue.
The issue of occupied Palestine, Gaza's Zionist-imposed blockade, and the Israeli regime's attack on the Freedom Flotilla are some of the most important issues of the world of Islam today.
What Israel did, what Israel committed, was stupid.
President Obama says he is furious at oil spill while the tar balls reach Florida beaches. And also this hour, a key U.S. Republican lawmaker voices concern about a leftist philosophy expressed by the U.S. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan. Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, our top story, the Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah has said the attack on the Gaza-bound aid flotilla shows Israel does not respect human rights.
And of course, what Israel did, what Israel committed, was stupid. Miscalculations, false calculations, bad behavior, which reflects Israel's real nature. Israel could simply have forced this Gaza aid flotilla to return back or to go to the Ashdod coastline without performing this act of piracy and this massacre and crime and shedding this blood. Israel could have avoided that. What number
have you reached? Number 9? Well, Nasrallah also says Western advocates of human rights are silent about Israeli crimes. Nasrallah said the Israeli attack on the aid flotilla on Monday had significant results. He believes the most important result was that it brought the siege of Gaza into international focus. He said for the first time, many countries throughout the world called for the lifting of the siege. He said the chance created by the incident must be seized. Nasrallah called for more convoys to be sent to Gaza to try to break the blockade. The Hezbollah leader also called for an international investigation into the attack. Well, when he came to Iran, he was greeted by 6 million welcomers. When he passed away, his body was accompanied by nearly 10 million of his followers. 21 years after his demise, the late Imam Khomeini still remains one of the most charismatic figures in contemporary Iran. Press TV's Amir Mahdi Kazemi has this report.
They are here in their hundreds of thousands to remember a man who is known as the father of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The 4th of June marks the 21st anniversary of the departure of Grand Ayatollah Ruhullah Musavi Khomeini, known to his people and many Muslims in the world as Imam, meaning the great spiritual leader.
Imam Khomeini will always be alive in history. He brought pride and honor to the world of Islam and showed everybody how to live with dignity.
This year, the ceremony was marked by massive popular turnout in and around the shrine where he has been laid to rest. But this was not only a memorial for paying tributes to the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This year's ceremonies coincided with Tehran's Friday prayers that were led in Imam Khomeini's mausoleum by Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in which he pointed to important issues related to politics in Iran and the world. Ayatollah Khamenei pointed to the late Imam's policies and ideas as the best criterion for Iran's Islamic revolution to go on. He also touched on issues related to Iran's post-election incidents while condemning Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip.
The issue of occupied Palestine, Gaza's Zionist-imposed blockade, and the Israeli regime's attack on the Freedom Flotilla are some of the most important issues of the world of Islam today. The world of Islam must stand with all of its might against the callousness and brutality of the Israeli regime.
Also speaking at the ceremony was Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who outlined the role of Imam Khomeini in the Islamic revolution.
Imam Khomeini never gave in to political pressure by imperialistic powers. He started a new movement which will continue until it is globalized.
The movement by Imam Khomeini was based on self-assurance of the Iranians and all Muslims of the world in a broader perspective. During his life as a leader, he constantly emphasized on the importance of unity next to cultural, economic, and political independence. Many associate him with setting up the first religious democracy in the contemporary world. This crowd will continue to gather at his burial place every year, inspired by his ideology, principles that led to an end of more than 25 centuries of monarchy in Iran. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.
The Turkish Prime Minister has accused Israel of piracy and state terrorism. This comes in the wake of Israel's Monday attack on the Gaza-bound aid convoy.
This is an open state terror. This is ignoring law. These all show us what kind of a sick state of soul Israeli government has, what kind of a trauma they are in. These are all evidence of a state of sick soul.
Well, Recep Tayyip Erdogan likened Israeli forces to Somali pirates. He quipped that Tel Aviv might have got scared of the wheelchairs donated to the disabled Gazans. The Turkish Prime Minister also rejected allegations by Israel and its Western allies that Hamas is a terrorist group. Meanwhile, Irish aideship Rachel Corey is nearing the coast of the besieged Gaza Strip. Israel says it will stop the aideship and activists trying to reach Gaza. Well, for more on this, we're being joined by our correspondent via satellite, Ashraf Shannon from Gaza. Now, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Ashraf. Now, first of all, tell us what kind of aid is the Rachel Corey carrying, how much of it is there, and how important is it for the people of Gaza to get that aid on the ship?
Yes, Kenny, most of the aid on that ship, which is a medium-sized ship, is medicines, especially for cancer patients and chronically ill patients, which they have hard time to attain these medicines in Gaza. People die on a daily basis because they cannot leave for treatment. At the same time, they don't have the proper medicines to treat them, in addition to small amounts of other forms of aid, along with the parliamentarians and the activists aboard that ship.
Right now, Ashraf, earlier we heard Avigdor Lieberman saying that the aid convoy will not be allowed to dock at Gaza, just as the ships before it were not. Now, can you tell us what measures the Israelis have taken for blocking this convoy?
So far, the Israeli Navy has blocked the radio and satellite signal of the ship. As of 8 hours ago, we haven't heard anything from the ship. I received an email of one of the people on the ship about 8 hours ago telling me that the boat is about 170 nautical miles off the coast of Gaza. That's about 270 kilometers. So basically, if they're not intercepted by the Israeli Navy, they should be here in the next 3 or 4 hours. The Israeli Navy has threatened, the Israeli government has threatened. They said they don't want to have confrontation with the people on the ship, but at the same time, they're saying they will not allow it to dock in Gaza. I want our viewers to realize that the Rachel Corey is part of the flotilla which had the Mavi Marmaris, the Mavi Marmara ship on it. So this is a continuation of the flotilla that was supposed to be here on Monday.
Right now, after what happened to that Freedom Flotilla, apart from obviously the Rachel Corey, now Egypt opened up the Rafah crossing for a controlled number of people. Tell us what the situation is like there, and what of the underground iron barrier that they were constructing?
Yes, Kenny, the numbers of Gazans being able to leave Gaza through the Rafah crossing, which is the only border crossing around the Gaza Strip that's controlled by Egypt, that's not controlled by Israel, is only a handful of people can make it there, like patients and people who have visas to other countries. Regarding the Iron Wall on the border with the Gaza Strip is almost finished. A few years ago, there was about 1,500 tunnels where people can bring in food and medicine and fuel into the Gaza Strip. Now there is less than 200 because of this iron war.
Right, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. That was Press TV's Ashraf Shannon reporting from the Gaza Strip. Many thanks indeed for that update there. Well, moving on now, anti-Israeli protesters are demanding accountability for Israel's deadly attack on the Gaza aid convoy 4 days ago. The demonstrations are continuing across the globe. Protesters have burnt the Israeli flag in the capital of El Salvador. In Rome, pro-Palestinian demonstrators call for boycott on Tel Aviv. Likewise, Muslims across the world are taking to the streets. Iran, Turkey, Malaysia, and Syria have held mass demonstrations calling on the international community to act swiftly against Tel Aviv.
Again rocked by the voices of thousands of people who took to the streets to protest against Israel. Over 15,000 people took part in the protest march to the Austrian Foreign Ministry, shouting out their anger at Israel for its aggression against the Palestinians and their supporters, and at the Austrian authorities for being, according to protesters, too passive in their response to the Israeli military attack on the 8th flotilla.
We are calling on the Austrian government not to isolate itself with its so far soft reaction. They must show their solidarity with the victims of this terrorist act and take a harsher stance against Israel.
The Islamic Federation in Austria, which organized the protest march, also presented its official protest letter to the Austrian government, asking for a clear and unambiguous stance regarding Israel. The letter also calls on the Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann to cancel his upcoming trip to Israel as a sign of protest against the Israeli attack on the Gaza flotilla in international waters and the killing of peace activists on board the ships. The letter has been so far supported by 110 organizations in Austria.
We are also demanding that Austria freezes its economic and cultural ties with Israel. Because with that country and with that government, cooperation is impossible. Israel has no respect for anything, international laws, governments or minorities.
The protesters also slammed the fact that even though Israel released all peace activists following international pressure, it has still neither apologized for the attack nor respected the demands of the United Nations to end the Gaza blockade. They called on the world leaders to finally wake up and take a firm stance against Israel for the sake of justice and the 1.5 million people stranded in the Gaza Strip.
Thousands who took to the streets will now be expecting an answer from the Austrian government and the shift of its stance towards Israel. They also vowed to keep on protesting, daily if they have to, until Israel is finally held responsible for the deadly attack. Eva Manasieva, Press TV, Vienna.
You're watching World News here on Press TV. It's time for a quick round of the headlines this hour. International condemnation of Israeli attack on peace activists continue.
The issue of occupied Palestine, Gaza's Zionist-imposed blockade, and the Israeli regime's attack on the Freedom Flotilla are some of the most important issues of the world of Islam today.
What Israel did, what Israel committed, was stupid.
President Obama says he is furious at oil spill while the tar balls reach Florida beaches. And a key U.S. Republican lawmaker voices concern about a leftist philosophy expressed by the U.S. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan.